I think we better let these Barca fans allow them to talk through how they felt. And we have in particular the ringleaders, as I've identified them, Leia Dada and Patricia as well, who are both with us, and you've brought along your crew. Hi, how are you?
Very happy tonight, and very sad to fight.
First of all, what are you doing here in Manchester?
Well, we're all working or studying, so that's my particular case.
Patricia?
Same here. I've been here for 12 years, so yeah.
We just heard Barcelona described as a class act. What did you think of their performance this evening?
Absolutely. It's great. It was a pleasure seeing them playing really, really well and not getting... I mean, it was just a pleasure.
Prior to the match, the expectation was just overwhelming. We were all so nervous. Everybody back at home and here, we couldn't wait for the game to start because... the winner of the league in the UK, the winner in the Spanish league, so it was just a fight of titans. But Manchester was just a shadow of themselves, so good Barca.
do you know, Clayton Blackmore here, right, there he is, this gentleman here, played for Manchester United, he was a member of the club, played for them for 14 years. Now, he said this evening that basically Barcelona knocked the stuffing out of Manchester United. How did they do that? What did they get tactically right, do you think?
Well, I think every player is just really concentrating on playing the best they can, and I think they showed that on the field. So basically, I think that's what they got right. I couldn't see any player just being out of their game, basically. So
they just dominated the game. They controlled the ball at all times, and it looked like they were getting to get Manchester United tired. More than play.
Or frustrated as well, yeah.
And listen, it's important to point out that Barcelona isn't just a club side, is it? I mean, in Catalonia, it's more like a national side.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are here, we are just a group of Catalans in Manchester. We're called CatalansInManchester.com, actually. And we always meet up to celebrate the Barca. It's like a big family, really.
Can you describe what is it about the Catalonian identity that separates you, perhaps, from the rest of Spain?
Well, basically, we have a language, we have a culture, we have a literature, we have all art, law. We have 1,000 years of history, basically, that we are in love with. So that's what defines us, basically.
And Barca is your team. What are you saying there? You're raising your arms, everyone. What are you? Hello, who are you?
I'm Graham. I'm sort of an honorary Catalan person.
Oh, you're Scottish. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm Scottish half the time. But
you're pasty. You don't look anything remotely Spanish or Catalonian, I should say.
I try my best, but the main thing that brings us together is Barca, and so that they made it very clear tonight.
Let him in.
Hang on a minute. I've got to question this. Hang on a minute. How have you ended up with what? Tell me how you've ended up in this. Where from Scotland are you from?
Sock to Perth.
Perth.
To Manchester,
yes.
I parlo en mica de Catalan, pero estic una...
Well done you.
What attracted you to this very beautiful group of Catalonian women? I can't possibly think. Do you have any Catalonian songs that you can sing for us then? Yeah, go on. Give us a burst.
Oh, no.
Una bandera en tres hermanas, la una también, un grito alén, la libertad en nuestra cruzón, ¡basta!
I almost feel like I'm hosting the Eurovision Song Contest here. I'm not sure
sounded
what.
Like it.
No, I'm not sure what you were singing about, but I have a feeling it wasn't simply that Manchester United had a bad day at the office.
No one.
Marjorie in Halifax has called us. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi.
Hello, how are you? Now, you want to actually defend the way Manchester United responded to the game tonight.
Absolutely, I'm desperately disappointed. I've been a United fan since they played at home at Main Road in 1946. So I've been a United fan a long time. But the thing that pleased me most about tonight was, like I said, I'm desperately disappointed, but the most pleasing thing was the dignity and the magnanimity that they handed out in defeat. There was no weeping, no wailing, no crying, no blame. Sir Alex and Rio Ferdinand both said we were beaten by a better team. They weren't drawn into any kind of insult. And when was the last time?
In fact, and I think a lot of the Manchester United fans here tonight made similar comments as well. Marjorie, thank you very much. Time to talk to Manchester United legend, former manager for them, of course, on the FA.